By Dani Goylo, that the Emisa de Pora, if it was really true that the father paid up the Bikodin, then Neymar have a Yomar. He would have told his child, he would have told the son. Since he didn't tell his son, that's a proof that the father did not pay up the Bikodin. Therefore, Reuven has a right to come and swear and take the money away from the assignment. Rav Amarovitz says, Hilchasa Nishba v'Goyva Machtso. The Locher is no, that even in this case here, by the Yisraim, even though the father did not tell his son, will say the Sora Malach HaMovis, who do you unsay? And therefore we have to be afraid maybe Reuven, maybe Shimon paid up the Pikodin, and therefore Reuven only has a right to collect half of the Milvah and not the other half. That's what Rava says. Hilchasa Nishba v'Goyva Machtso. Oma Mazutra, Mazutra said, though Hilchasa Kadayne Goylo, that the Locher is like Dayne Goylo. So Chur Poshet we had before Dayne Goylo holds, that Reuven has a right to collect $100. He can collect the whole thing. And we talk about the svara that we don't say the father paid up the Pikodin, because if he would have paid up, he would have told them. So Mazutra holds like Dayne Goylo. Omale Ravina la Mazutra, so Ravina said to Mazutra, who Omar Rova, Rova just got finished saying, Nishba v'Goyva Machtso, that you only have a right to collect 50%. Like, how come you're arguing? How come you're saying that you collect the whole thing? Omale, he said back to him, Anan, the Dayne Goylo, Ipcha Masninilo. Like, you should know, what did Mazutra say? Mazutra only said that Hilchasa is Kadayne Goylo, we pass on Dayne Goylo. Now the question is, what did the Dayne Goylo say? True, our years before was Dayne Goylo said you could collect the whole thing. They don't like it's a Kashan Rova. But I'll tell you, Mazutra learned no, that that's not what Dayne Goylo meant. Dayne Goylo's Ipcha Masinle learned just the opposite. That Dayne Goylo was the one that passed in that you only have a right to collect 50%. So then it's very good. Then Mazutra is saying the same aloha like Rava. They're both saying the same thing, that Nishpa v'Goyva Machtso, you have a right to swear, and you can only collect 50%. Because we're not afraid of that Svar Malach HaMavos the Yonsei, and Nikra Dimi Paschal like Chizda, that even though Reuven has a star, still Shimon, the Shemer, is named to say, I gave back to the Kodin. Because he has his amigo, he could have said Nenso. So therefore, even by Yisraimim, it's the same thing, you can't collect more than 50% back only the Nova from the Yisraimim. Now the Mishnah says, Lo yes habor, if somebody sells a soda, if Reuven sells his soda to Shimon, Stam, so if he has a bor, a ditch of water in the field, it's not included in the sale. The Lo yes agas, if he has a vat where he stores the wine in the field, that's also not included in a Stam sale of selling a soda. The Lo yes hashevich, if he has a birdhouse there in the soda, it's also not included in the sale. Bein Chareven, Bein Yeshuvin. Whether it's Chorev, whether right now the bor is empty and there's no wine in the vat and there's no birds in the birdhouse, or Bein Yeshuvin, whether they are living there, whether it's full, in both cases it's not included in the sale. I'm selling you a soda, soda stam, and these things are not included. And also, if it's Sarach Likach Loiderach Divir Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, like we're selling, if you sell your field, so the field is sold, you only keep it over for yourself, the right of the boar. Now, how do you get to the boar? So the keeper holds, but sorach likach l'derech, you have to buy back the rights to walk through a path to get to your boar. Because so the keeper holds, b'ayin yofehu meicher, so when Reuven sold his field, he meant to give away the whole field. True, he's leaving over for himself the boar, but that's all, just the boar, just the gas, just the shevech, but not even the path to go in the field to get there. So therefore, Sarach Likach Lederach, Reuven's going to have to go now and buy back the rights to make a path to walk through the field to get to his bor or his gas or his shevich. The Chachomim Omrim, the Chachomim say, Einot Sarach, no, you do not have to buy the right to walk through the field. In other words, when you sold the field, since you're leaving over for yourself the right to use the bor and the shevich, Pshita, you're also leaving over for yourself the right to get there, to walk through the field. And that's cool, like buying Ra, who meicher. Like you only sell what you have to. What you're leaving over for yourself, you make sure you leave it over well. Now, Umoy de Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva agrees that there is a case that the meicher does not have to buy back the right to walk through the field. That Bizman Shom Aloy. Chutz Meyenu, if the meicher spoke out clearly and said, listen, I'm selling you my field. And he speaks out, but excluding the boar and the gas and the shevich, he speaks it out. And then Rabbi Akiva agrees, she'en et sarach likach lederach, that for sure then you do not have to buy back the right to use a path to get to your boar, because since you do not have to speak it out, and you went ahead and you spoke it out clearly in the shtar, that I'm only selling you the soda and not the bor, here for sure you meant to say by that you want to leave over for yourself the right to use the derech. You want to leave over for yourself the right to go through the field to get to your gas, to get to the shevech, or to get to the bor. But otherwise, Rabbi Akiva holds, b'yayin yofeh hu meicher. Mochron liyacha, what's going to be if you just sold now your bor to somebody else? Or you just sold the gas, you just sold the shevech. That's the opposite. Not that you're selling a field and leaving these things over, but the opposite. You're just selling these things in the field, you're leaving by yourself. So Rabbi Akiva says now just the opposite, that ein tzarech likach l'derech. This person that buys the bor, he does not have to also buy especially the path to get there. Because when the person sold it to him, he sells it b'yayin yofeh. So when you sell somebody a bor, you mean also to sell to him the path to get to the bor, or to get to the gas. The chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say, no, tzarech likach l'derech. No, even though Reuven sold you the bor, but that's all, he only sold you the ditch of water. How do you get to it? You're going to have to buy specially a path to get there. But that's not included in the sale. Again, that's the Shilashitasam that the Kiva holds. B'yayin yofahu meicher. The Chum say, no, b'yayin rahu meicher. B'medvam amur, when was this all said? B'meicher, when you are selling something. Then it's a shalat if you give away b'yayin yofa, b'yayin ra. Abba b'naysen matona, if somebody gives away for a present, then naysen es kula, then for sure you mean to give away the whole thing. If you give somebody a present, if you give somebody you feel for a present, then for sure it's a sorah b'yayin yofa hu naysen, because what are you giving to him a present for? You must like him, he did something for you, so then for sure you want to give him everything. So everything that's in the field, it's all included in the present. What's going to be your achin shacholku? Let's say two brothers, that their father died, they got a Yerusha, and now they're dividing up the field. They have to say, you take one field, I'll take the other field. So here the locha is, zoche besode, zoche bekula. Like the field that comes to you, everything inside it is part of your Yerusha. And here we make a stam chaluka. You take this field, I take that field. So that means everything inside the field also belongs to you, and everything in my field, I keep. Now, hamach b'nechsiya ger, what's going to be in the case where ger died, and he had no Yerushim? So his field's like a hefker. And now a Jew, now Reuven comes and wants to be kind to his property, so he makes the chazaka in the field. So the locher is, hechzik besoda, hechzik bekula. If he makes a kinyan a part of the field, automatically he's kind of the whole field. Because here, pshita, like a so-called part of the field, so a kinyan a part of it is kind of the whole field for you. Now, hamakdish es asoda, what's going to be if you go and makdish your field, and you only say, I'm makdish this field, so locher is hegdish es kula. Like, for sure here, you mean to be makdish everything, like b'ayin yofa. That since you're giving it over to hegdish, it's like the matono, you mean to give over everything. However, Rabbi Shimon says not like that. Rabbi Shimon ha hamakdish es asoda, when you makdish a field, it's kamat like a mecher, that you only are makdish exactly the field itself, and not the extra things. That only lehikdish elas hacheruv hamurka v'yes asadan hashikma. These two things he holds is also included in the hegdish. When you mean to makdish a field, these things also go over to hegdish. These big trees, the charuv hamurka that you grafted already, and the sadan hashikma, the big tree. These things also go over to hegdish. We'll see in the Gemara exactly why. Why are these things different than other things in the field? So shalot because they're growing from the fields of hegdish. They're like yonik from hegdish. This will see in the Gemara exactly what the Machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Tanakama is. The Tanakama holds the Svara by Hegdish, you mean to give over everything over to Hegdish? And Reb Shimon holds, no, Hegdish has come out like a Mecher, you're only giving over the field, and just the trees, they're also included. Now the Gemara says, Maishina Mecher, Maishina Matono, what's the difference? How come you say in the Mishnah by Matono, everybody agrees, you give it behind your fear? So Mar says, Pirish Yehuda ben Nekusio, lifnei Rebbe, in front of Rebbe, that zeh pirish bezele pirish. One he explained, and one he didn't explain. For the one he said everything, one he didn't say everything. So Mar, what's going on here? Hai zeh pirish bezele pirish. What are you saying? One he did explain, one he didn't. Zele pirish bezele pirish. No, they both didn't explain. In both cases, he only said, I'm selling you the field. I'm giving a present, I'm giving you the field. But in both cases, you did not explain that you mean everything. So what do you mean to say? What's the difference? Ella rather it's like this. Zeh hoyle lefarish. V'zeh loy hoyle lefarish. In other words, vayim mecher, there you don't have to explain. That's not mecher, you're only selling what I say, the soda, not more. But my matona, there, the svari is the minastam, you mean to give a lot. Because you're giving grind off, the whole thing is giving a lot. So if you meant to leave over these other things in the field, then for sure you should have spoken it out. You should have been mefarish. You should have explained yourself. That's what it means. By a matona, if you do not mean to give everything, you should have explained it. And said you don't mean to give everything. Since you didn't explain it, then for sure we say you mean everything. But with there by the necha, by a sale, by her little farish, then you didn't have to explain it. One person said to his friend, I want you to give to my friend a house. I want to give him a present. The machzik meya gufi, that is big enough to hold 100 barrels of wine. Now, Shtakir, they measured it out, they have a machzik meya v'yesrim, that this house or this field could hold 120 barrels. So the child, did he mean to give such a big house or not? So Amamazutra Meir or Malay, Meir Yeshim Lo Yamar. He only said to give him 100, not 120. He didn't mean to give such a big house. Oh, Malay Ravasha, Ravasha said back, no. Miloy Tanan, didn't we learn in our Mishnah? Benedvar Mamurim, when do we say he only means the exact Sodeh? Benoicher, when you're selling it. Abu Benoisen Matonov, when you give somebody a present, then the svar is, Noisen es Kulo. You mean to give the whole thing? You give him behind your feet, giving him a present. Alma, what do we see? Man the yoyev maton, whoever gives away a present, the ayin yofer, he gives it with a good eye. His orchinamir also, man the yoyev maton, the ayin yofer yoyev. Whoever gives a present, gives it away with a good eye. So therefore, Abad here, even though the house is a little bit bigger than he said, of course he meant to give him the whole house. All right, we'll stop here. You hold an iron aleph, omer aleph on the bottom, two dots. Most like this. The Mishnah says, "Hamakdish is asod dehekdish." If you makdish something, so the machlekes the Mishnah, Tanakam says you makdish everything, and if Shimon says no, you not makdish everything, just the charuv and the sad and hashikma they're included. So more said like this: Omer Rafuna, afagav the Yomer Rabbonin, even though the Rabbonin said that hakoy ner shnei ilonos. If you go and buy two trees in your friend's property, you just buy two trees. You don't speak out you want to buy karka. You just say you want to buy two trees off him. So the law is like on a karka. You do not receive the karka in between or the karka around the tree. You only have a kinyan. You only bought the trees. That's all. What's going to be mochar karka? Let's say Reuven is selling, though, his own property, the Shire Shnei Yelonis Tefonov, and he's leaving over two trees in front of him. Reuven, that owns the whole property with the trees, now Reuven decides to sell the karka to somebody, but the Shire Shnei Yelonis Tefonov, he's leaving over in front of him two trees. So the locker is Yesh Loi Karka. You should know that this Reuven is leaving over for himself not only the trees, but the karka also. And the Afilu Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Yoma that he said we had before, that Moicher Bayin Yofer Moicher, when you sell something, you mean to sell it with a good eye. You give away everything, like in the Mishnah, when you sell your property. Even though you do not give away the bor, but the path to the bor you do give away. So we're here, even though you're leaving over yourself with the trees, maybe you sell all the karka, Kamashmon, Rafuna, no. That even according to Rabbi Kiva, since you're leaving over two trees for yourself, you for sure also mean to leave over the karka around the trees. Why? Because I tell you, Hani Mili, when does Rabbi Kiva say you sell something behind Yofer, you mean to give it away completely? Gabe Bor Vedus. In our Mishnah, when you sell your soda, and you're only leaving over for yourself a bor or a dus, the ditch of water, the loiko machsha biaryo. Over there, the ditch of water is not doing any damage to the ground. It's not like ruining the ground. So therefore, if you leave over the bor, okay, nobody's going to bother you. The Baal HaSodah will never tell you, like, take away your bor, because your bor, your ditch of water, does not ruin the ground. Ah, volilonus. But by trees, the komach shebiaryo,
when a tree grows in the ground, it like